The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hello, this is DJ Eminem, and welcome back to How I Got Here. Today, I am with a guest. Her name is Madeline, and she is one of my good friends I have met in college. And today, I'm going to interview her and ask her a couple questions. So, Madeline, can you tell me a little bit about where you're at right now in your life and what you're working towards?
Hello. In my life right now, if I were to say like this was a chapter book, I'd say I'm in the middle of a chapter because I'm in the middle of like freshman year, or I guess towards the end now, but I'm not graduating yet, but I also just graduated, but I'm in school. So I'm just kind of like in a middle point, I'd say.
Thank you. I like that. Yeah, I understand with you're in like the middle point of your life. You just graduated. I just graduated too. With that, have you always known what you wanted to do with your life, or has that changed over time?
I definitely have not. I'd say I am a nursing student here. I'd say some medical experiences have influenced me to want to become a nurse. Before that, I always knew I wanted to do something either science-y or medical, but in a matter of what was determined when I had jaw surgery. So I'd say towards my junior year, I decided that I wanted to be a nurse.
Nice. When you had jaw surgery, what made you feel like you wanted to be a nurse? Like when you're in the hospital, did having the jaw surgery, being around the nurses, like have an impact on the thought of becoming a nurse?
I'd say it had a huge impact. Having more of a firsthand experience seeing medical staff work around you was really interesting because I love working with people. I love talking and trying to help people. Seeing nurses help me through my surgery was really influential, and how they not only after the surgery cared for me, but post-op even when I went home. So that was very nice of them.
That is really nice of them to take care of you. I feel like that does make a really good point on like how you would want to become a nurse from those experiences. I wanted to ask, when you were in jaw surgery, did anything go unexpected, and did you see like the nurses be able to take care of that, like the unexpectedness?
Yes, very much. I've had some very interesting experiences with jaw surgery that weren't necessarily predicted. I had a lot of bloody noses, and a lot of them almost led me to faint, and the nurses were very nice on stopping that because I almost bled out on the toilet. So thank you, nurse, whatever your name was. But yeah, they're very comforting. Even though I couldn't talk, they kind of picked up on the signals of what I needed at the time. So that was very nice of them also. They have a lot of good training. Dominican makes a lot of good nurses also, I'm sure, but I did not go here. Yeah, they adapt well to situations and their patients around them, I'd say.
That's great. I'm glad that you did not pass out on the toilet. That would have been probably really embarrassing for you. I feel like being part of in that situation must have been weird, but you know, you can't really do anything about that situation happening, about having the bloody noses, because how are you supposed to know what really to do when you're having the bloody noses? With that, I have a question. I have like a perspective to ask. Do you think people actually have their lives figured out, or are most people just figuring it out as they go?
I don't think people usually, especially like 18 going into college, should have their lives figured out or do. It really depends on your priorities that you're going for. If you have a straight shot of a major, like I want to be a nurse and then I want to go back to school and go to nurse practitioner, PA, or whatever you want to do, then that's a little more specific of a goal that many people just kind of stick with. But I think it's a very normal thing, and I almost encourage it, that people should switch majors, especially if they find that they were influenced by parents or pressured into that. I don't think anyone should feel like they're constricted to what they enter college with, and people should be able to explore what their interests are.
Thank you. Do you think your perspective on how you are right now is something that you've built upon or something that was put on by how you grew up?
I'd say a mixture of both. My brother had special needs growing up. He passed away a few years ago, but when he was alive, we always had like a medical environment around us. So I've always been comfortable around that. And I think that really eases the idea of having a job in the medical field. Probably if I wasn't surrounded by this, nursing would be a little more of a stranger, but it's more of a comfort, in my opinion. And I see how important it is. But I also could see how I've changed my opinions on how I was raised. I'm a very artsy person. And although I did have a very artsy bringing up, I think I amplified it more than my parents did. So, yeah.
That's great. I'm so sorry for your brother passing away. But when you grew up around this medical environment, was it something that was questionable? Like, you're like, did you ever go to somebody else's house and be like, oh, well, your environment is not what I'm around? Like, did that make you feel different being at somebody's house and not seeing what you saw at home?
I knew my situation wasn't normal. It was very evident, but it was my normal. I wouldn't say I saw it as strange until people would start talking about how their siblings go and do things, because that was something that I necessarily wouldn't do with my brother, because he kind of couldn't. So I'd say the more, like, it felt more ostracized, more just going to like the store or like going places where I didn't know the people, because a lot of my friends knew the circumstances that my family were in. But more like if I was at Target, the strangers next to me don't necessarily know the situation. So I'd say that's where I felt a little more different.
That makes sense. I mean, everybody's different in their own way, in little things or big things. With that, what would you say to someone who feels like they're trying really hard, but it's not working yet? Like in a school field or a education or a job? Like if something's really hard and it's not working out for them, what would you say?
I'd say keep on trying, because things take time. Things aren't supposed to happen easy or else life would be very, very boring. If things are coming too quick, maybe you should try something harder, because life is not easy. And yeah, keep working at your passions. Keep working at what you think you're going to like. Not to say that you need to stay with it, but I think if you have an idea and you want it to work out, keep working on it.
That's great. Do you think where you're at in your school, the major you're within, do you think it's something that you're going to want to continue on throughout the next three and a half years? Or do you think that there's something that you would want to change partly through?
I think I definitely am going to stay where I am, like what I'm pursuing right now. Nursing is still a very big passion of mine. I still really want to work towards this goal of mine. Maybe some things I want to change in my life is more of my hobbies wise. I want to get more involved with arts than I am right now, or things like that.
When you say becoming a nurse, do you have a specific field that you would want to go into?
I really like either surgical or ICU. I like more of an intimate patient care. I do really like helping people and talking to people, but I don't think I would do well in ER. It's really interesting. I like watching the pit, but I don't think I would be very happy there. You don't really get to build that patient relationship, and you don't necessarily do that in surgical either, but I like the idea of more of a calmer experience in nursing rather than just adrenaline junkie all the time.
That makes sense. Not everybody can handle the ER. I know myself, I do not think I could at all. What have you learned about yourself recently that has surprised you?
I would say I've grown a lot of patience, which is surprising. I feel like in circumstances where either some of my coworkers get fed up quicker or waiting for my loading page to load, I don't know. I just feel like I've been able to kind of take a breath to, or take a moment to breathe and just kind of like, okay, it's fine. This is okay. I can sit and wait for like 2 more minutes, or like I can wait for this family that I'm working with to finish up what they're doing, and then I can continue on with my job. It's just kind of like a balance of like, not everything needs to be going fast.
I get that. Do you think that being in college has made you change as a person? Like, being here made you partake in the ability to have more patience? Or do you think this is just something that you're growing into?
I think college has made me change a lot into this. I've never had to share a room until this year, so I've definitely learned how to live with roommates and just kind of change my experiences in that way. And I'd say my patience has also grown in that. Not in a matter of bad, but in a matter of just like having a balance between people.
That's great. I live with somebody too, and it's been difficult, but amazing. What's something you wish that you understood earlier about yourself and life until now?
That I need time to work on things. I really like a busy schedule of work and study and activities and doing a bunch of things. But something that I'm learning about myself is that I work better not under high pressure all the time. Although I do like the stress, it's not something that's good for you to do all the time. And just having time to study and not have to worry about other things is also a very important thing that I've learned in college.
Do you think that wanting to be busy all the time is making you distract yourself from something, or is this just something that you like the feeling of? Like, you like the feeling of being always being somewhere, having something to do, or is it disguising something?
It's most definitely a coping mechanism. It's no secret in that. I like to be busy because then I don't think. So, yeah, I think a lot of that stemmed after my brother's death. I didn't want to think about it, so I loaded up on a bunch of hobbies, or I didn't want to think about getting surgery, so I studied a lot and took a lot of APs in high school, or things like that. I'm a very avoidant person. I'm also learning that, so that's something I also need to work on, is not avoiding my problems.
That's great. Thank you. And that's it. Thank you so much, Madeline, for coming here today and just talking with me. It was a pleasure to have you and to be able to ask you all these questions. And that's it. Thank you for being here. And this is how I got here. And this is DJ M&M.